Ellen, a question here from Paul, who says on our forum, that's nakedscientist.com/forum. He says, how do earthworms move? Surely they're not strong enough to push dirt or soil out of their way. So how do they move around in highly compacted soil?
Well, this is a brilliant question. And if you think about it, like, you know, how does this little blob of pink kind of manage to wiggle its way through such hard earth? And the answer is, it's all about fluids. So if you've ever had a water balloon and you grab one end, the other end kind of shoots out. And that's kind of what's going on in worms. So if you look really carefully, you'll see that they're segmented all the way down their bodies. It has two sets of muscles, one that'll make the segment kind of long and thin, and the other one will make it short and fat. And so it's a kind of combination of these muscles working interchangeably, changing the shape of the segment without changing the volume of the segment.
So you've got a muscle that goes, or muscles that go along the length of the worm, and when they contract, they make it short and fat, versus muscles that are in rings around the worm, making it get thinner and longer when they squeeze.
In principle, yes.
And it's using the antagonistic effects of those two to change its shape. But how does that push a tiny worm through soil?
It's a bit like an accordion, the way that they all kind of contract together and space out. And it's just incredible, though, to think about the fact that each segment in this worm can move and contract independently. I just think it's mind-blowing, personally. It's amazing.
But don't they eat their way through the soil as well? I lived in Sydney, and these people introduced me to their wormery and said, we put all our household rubbish on this, and they turn out worm juice. And this is plant magic. This is like gold dust for plants. It makes everything grow.
Yeah, they do eat vegetation in the soil, but they can also wheel through it as well.
Liliana?
I just wanted to say, I'm never going to look at the earthworms with the same eyes any longer.
If you go into my garden, I've taken to burying all of my kitchen scraps, not the meaty bits, because you'll attract loads of rodents, but all the vegetable waste I now rebury, because it does attract worms, and they do have an enormous role in soil improvement, don't they? Because by making these holes that Paul is referring to, they actually improve the drainage of the soil, but they also, you know, turn over all these things and move various nutrients up and down in the soil, which is a good ecosystem service as well.
Yeah, definitely. They're unsung heroes of the garden.